This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So what can $300 million buy you in China? Perhaps the Chinese version of the Rhodes Scholarship. That's what China and American private equity mogul Stephen Schwarzman are hoping. Schwarzman's doling out $100 million of his own money and raising another $200 million to set up an international scholarship program at a top Chinese university. 200 students a year studying for a master's degree in Beijing. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz joins us now from China. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Sarah.
So apparently China approached Mr. Schwarzman about this scholarship. It wasn't the other way around. Why is China so eager to establish this kind of program?
Well, I think this scholarship for China is a soft power coup. Hundreds of elite students each year from the U.S. and all over the world will spend a year at Tsinghua, which is one of China's top universities. They'll rub elbows with, you know, China's best students and professors. For years now, China's government has exported this type of influence. But in the case of Schwarzman's scholarship, if you're the Chinese Communist Party, the students you want to reach will now be coming to you. So here we have soft power and influence, as the case has been with manufactured goods. Instead of being a net exporter, China is now working on being a net importer.
What do you think Mr. Schwarzman and his private equity group Blackstone get out of all of this?
Well, this is China. Apart from setting up one of the largest single scholarships ever, which will be competing with the Rhodes Scholarship for prestige, I think it's important to look at who Stephen Schwarzman is. He's spent his career, as you mentioned, as a private equity tycoon, and nowhere on earth is private equity growing as fast as it is in China. If you take a look at who's donating money to this scholarship, it's basically a who's who of U.S. companies doing business here. You've got Boeing, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America. The list goes on. All of these companies do big business in China. All of them depend on smooth connections with China's Communist Party to do that business. This is definitely a good business for everyone involved.
So getting down to the program itself, who's going to be participating in this, and what kind of experience are these scholars going to get? Are they going to get the experience of the real China, do you think, Rob?
No. The program plans to take in 10,000 students over the next 50 years. Nearly half of them will be from the U.S., a fifth will be actually from China, and the rest will be from Australia, the EU, Latin America. For those students who are eligible, it appears this will be an elite group. They'll be the best students from all over the world, mixing with the best students from all over China. Basically, an opportunity for many of these elite students from the world's largest economies to get to know each other and to get to know at least Beijing. And the other interesting element of the scholarship here is that all the instruction at Tsinghua University for these students will be in English. Students can take a summer session where they learn a little Chinese, but Chinese fluency isn't required. And with just a summer session of language study, I think it's safe to assume that many of these students will go through a year in Beijing without really being able to communicate in a local language. So the emphasis here seems to be more on schmoozing with other elite students in China, getting to know the country a little, but not really getting to know the culture or the language too deeply.
You know, Rob, when Mr. Schwarzman was asked about this program, he was quoted as saying, "I think most Americans know nothing about China." Is that a fair statement, do you think?
I think that's a bit harsh. I think he's probably right. But I'd say the opposite is also true. Most mainland Chinese who've never left their country, have never had the opportunity to leave, know very little about America as well. So, you know, programs like this can help bridge that gap in understanding.
Rob Schmitz, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Sarah.